Getting personal. The pandemic was a boon to the health gadget sector, leading more consumers to take an active role in managing wellness at home and on the go. There is no question that consumers have a greater interest and are taking a more proactive role in managing their health and well-being. While we all are experiencing pandemic fatigue, COVID-19 has played a part in accelerating this trend. Connected health awareness increases. According to Parks Associates Analyst Insight, Consumer Trends in Telecare and Connected Health, released during the research firm's Connected Health Summit in June, there has been a massive increase in technology adoption across the healthcare spectrum, including among consumers and clinicians. Remote health consultations done via video, voice, or text have grown considerably from the second quarter of 2019, with only 15% of U.S. broadband households utilizing these tools, to 64% in the second quarter of 21. The use of electronic devices has skyrocketed, reported Kristen Hanick, senior analyst for Parks Associates. Technology is now perceived as a valuable tool as opposed to a threat, she says. This is reflected in the data, as Parks Associates reports that 55% of surveyed consumers, that's 5,000 U.S. broadband households, consumers own an internet-connected health or fitness device that captures biometric data. Users cited several uses for these devices, including chronic conditioning monitoring, telehealth diagnostic support, independent living, and fitness support. The trend of user-controlled health monitoring has been growing over the last few years, says Jan Vitrovsky, founder of HeadSouth, a tech integration company that provides clients with planned solutions involving entertainment, health and wellness, lighting shades, and smart home control. Over the past couple of years, consumers have become much more aware and invested in their health and well-being and are tapping into whatever tools and devices are available to enhance their wellness, noted Vitrovsky. For example, he says, they have seen Apple provide smart device standard settings for warm light tones and cooler light tones for better sleep and productivity. And people now understand that smart apps can monitor sleep, temperature, heart rate, and more. We're seeing these trends in consumer understanding, both inside and outside the home. Vitrovsky was instrumental in introducing global wellness company Delos to home automation companies such as Crestron and Lutron. Delos develops products, programs, and solutions that transform environments into vehicles for health, well-being, performance, and resilience. The company pioneered the WELL Building Standard, which is now the global benchmark used to promote health and well-being in buildings. Delos also introduced the Darwin Home Wellness Intelligence, an automated solution that helps enhance energy, sleep, and overall well-being while reducing indoor contaminants through air, water, light, comfort, and sound solutions. Measuring of these vitals elevated during the pandemic. The Oura Ring, for example, gained notoriety in 2020 when the players of the NBA began wearing the device to catch early signs of COVID-19. Aura's readiness metric measured sleep and activity rate over a two-week baseline period and evaluates heart rate variability, temperature, and respiratory rate. The Aura Ring is not the only device of its type on the market, however. Whoop is a 24/7 wearable technology that measures external and internal stresses on the body, both in training and in everyday life. Endorsed by popular athletes including NFL player Patrick Mahomes, Whoop measures physiological data, including sleep, recommending ideal sleep and wake times based on personal circadian rhythm, strain, which is cardiovascular load throughout the day, and recovery. It provides actionable feedback for each factor, identifying areas for improvement and reinforcing positive behaviors. The company, which has grown from 120 employees in January of 2020 to 500 employees today, saw a great increase in membership with five-fold growth year over year from October of 2019 to October of 2020. In comparison to other wearables, Whoop does not have a screen, lights, vibrations, etc., and has been intentionally designed to be personalized digital fitness and health coach supporting member needs, said a Whoop spokesperson. Whoop is the only truly continuous 24/7 monitoring device, as our battery pack can slide into the device without ever needing to remove Whoop to charge, he says. There's no question that people are far more sensitive and aware of their personal health and wellness, Vitrosky of Head South added. It has really evolved into more of a given than a nice to have, and we will see this trend continue, he says. I find that raising the topic of integrated home wellness systems is easier than it was pre-pandemic, and even compared to just 6 months ago. We're moving more quickly in discussions from why we do it to how we do it, Petrovsky said. The home fitness market evolves. A conversation involving wellness in the home cannot go without mentioning fitness. The home fitness market has seen a surge due to 2020's pandemic restrictions, as well as consumers' heightened interest in controlling their health outcomes. A report from ReportLinker called Home Fitness Equipment Market Growth Trends, COVID-19 Impact, and Forecast from 2021 to 2026 suggests the North American market witnessed significant growth due to the rising health awareness among customers, with the growing adoption of exercises related to physical well-being, weight management, improving body stamina, and muscular strength driving the market growth in the country. Furthermore, the rising preventive healthcare measures and the augmenting healthcare costs are enabling consumers to engage in regular workouts to remain fit, it said. According to a report by Allied Market Research, the global at-home fitness equipment market was estimated at $5.54 billion in 2019 and is projected to reach $11.45 billion by 2027, growing at a CAGR of 7.8% from 2021 to 2027. One of the most popular additions to the home gym is Tonal's AI-powered total body fitness system. A spokesperson from the company shared that it has seen unprecedented demand due to the necessity of an intelligent at-home gym during the pandemic. The adoption of smart at-home workout equipment during the pandemic has taught customers that they should expect more from their workouts. A new demand for innovation has emerged, and we don't expect it to slow down, said Tonal's spokesperson. Tonal has updated weightlifting by replacing heavy metal plates with an AI-connected electromagnetic system that assesses and coaches users, helping them set and achieve goals in an optimized and personalized way. Weights are optimized and adjusted precisely according to how much stronger a user is getting. The heart rate zone feature can be integrated with other devices, such as a heart rate monitor and Apple Watch. Tonal's heart rate zone provides data about heart rate so users can burn more calories and lift more intensity during a workout. Users can also track current heart rate zones either on Tonal or with the Apple Watch. Tonal recently partnered with luxury retailer Nordstrom. The spokesperson from Tonal says that partnering with Nordstrom was a natural fit for Tonal to be in front of the eyes of the target customers. With supercharged demand, partnering with Nordstrom allowed it to quickly increase the retail footprint for prospective customers to feel the magic of Tonal before they purchase. Another innovator in the fitness market that realized that gym enthusiasts were searching for a similar solution at home is Tyler Dannon, founder of FitBench. Having worked in sales for a decade for Woodway, a treadmill manufacturer, and with Ironman experience behind him, Darren noticed a need for a consolidated solution to house gym accessories, creating the product 5 years ago. Originally designed for commercial use in boutique studios, the Fit Bench was increasingly admired and requested for home use. Dannon introduced the Fit Bench Free last month to cater to exercisers who enjoy going to the gym for social engagement, but also want the same experience at home. He says this trend had begun before the pandemic, but COVID-19 certainly accelerated it. There are two models, naked and fully loaded. The naked version serves as a storage equipment for users who already own equipment, and the fully loaded version comes with resistance bands, four sets of weights, a slam ball, and a kettlebell. Going forward, I believe there is going to be a flex model, where people are working out a couple of days at home and then a couple of days in the gym, Dannon said. The product, which Dannon describes as functional bench storage, is also completely manufactured in the United States and will soon be paired with an app where users can follow interactive workouts with trainers. It can stream to any device and will feature Feed FM, which provides curated playlists for the workouts. Moving forward. The key word here is moving. It seems that customers will continue to accelerate the movement trend. According to a June 2021 report from Run Repeat, Fitness Trends 21, The New Trends in Fitness, it states that the three fastest growing fitness trends among active adults are at-home fitness equipment, which is up 49.6%, personal trainers and nutritionists, which is up 47.5%, and online fitness courses, classes, and subscriptions, which are up 16.8%. The report, which surveyed 4,538 active adults from 122 countries, also stated that home fitness is growing explosively among active Americans and gym members. There were significant increases in both at fitness equipment, up 218.3%, and online fitness, up 134.7%. Gym members also saw significant increases in both at-home fitness equipment, 115.9%, and online fitness, 93.3%. In summary, there has been an increase in technology adoption to manage and monitor health outcomes. User-controlled health monitoring has been a growing trend, further impacted by the pandemic. And lastly, at-home fitness has exploded to complement the growing interest in health and well-being.